الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام الحمد لله رب العالمين Dear viewers of Madani channel the prophet of rahma the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith whoever recites 100 times durood upon me daily Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill 100 of his needs. Allahu Akbar. 100 of his needs will be fulfilled. Subhanallah. 70 will be fulfilled in the hereafter, whereas 30 will be fulfilled in this very dunya. Subhanallah. 100 of needs, 100 of his needs and desires will be fulfilled, providing that he recites 100 times of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallama daily. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. For now inshallah, as per routine, we would listen to Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. We have Madani pearls as well, which we will listen to in the middle of the program. For now, we are going to listen to this Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A Nanae Hussain. Aap ki nisbat A Nanae Hussain. A very, very beautiful, enlightening, faith-refreshing Naati Rasool Maqbool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we do return, we are going to be discussing the rights of women, the status of women in Islam, what maqam and status did Allah Azza wa Jalla bestow upon our Islamic sisters. Subhanallah. This is what we are going to be discussing, a program once again not to be missed, spiritually boosting and uplifting only on your Madani channel. Stay locked to this beautiful channel till the end of this program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aapki nisbat anana-e Hussain hai badi daulat anana-e Hussain dur kar furqat anana-e Hussain apni de qulbat anana-e Hussain aapki nisbat anana-e Hussain hai badi daulat anana-e Hussain ya nabi mere aqa ya nabi mere aqa ya nabi mere aqa ya nabi gham tumhara chain le legi na de de do ye rahat ae nana ae husain ab madine mein bula kar dur kar فرقت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین میں مدینے کا مسافر اب بنوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین چل مدینہ کی بشارت دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا
آپ کی نسبت ہے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
اب نہ غم اور چشم ہم دے دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین عشق میں آہے برور و تار ہوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین یا رسول اللہ انظر حالنا یا حبیب اللہ اسمع قالنا اننی فی بحر ہم مغرق خذ یدی ساحل لنا اشکالنا اپنے جلبوں سے عطا فرمائیے نزعہ میں راحت اے نانا اے حسین دو بقیے پاک میں دو گز زمین تم پے تربت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین دعوت اسلامی والوں پر صدا کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین ہر ولی کا واسطہ تار پر کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ امیزنگ faith refreshing Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of your world listening to dear viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We make dua that these words sink into our hearts and it allows our love and connection and devotion to increase for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah summa alhamdulillah. After we praise Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ab zara mauzu ki taraf hum aate hain. اور آج ہم یہ ڈسکس کرنا چاہیں گے کہ when you open and you look into the books of history you would find and you would learn that in the very beginning stages Islam was still being spread throughout the globe Egypt was conquered and the second khalifa in Islam حضرت سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ sent حضرت سیدنا عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ as the chief Allahu Akbar. He was there as a chief. The people of Egypt approached him and said to him, Ya Sayyidi, there is a very barbaric and un-Islamic custom which takes place in Egypt. And then he asked, what is this custom that you speak about? Ye kaun sa tariqa hai? Kya hota hai? So the people of Egypt, Misr ke logo ne سیدنا عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ کی بارگاہ میں عرض کی یا سیدی if we do not adorn a virgin girl and submit her and hand her over to the river then this river would stop flowing the flow of the river would flow to the time that it would completely stop people would suffer the Nile is the biggest river in Africa اب ذرا سوچے نا کتنا بڑا ایک ندی ہے ریور ہے اینڈ دس ریور ہیز اے فلو اینڈ اف وی ڈو ناٹ پٹ اے ورجن گرل ان ٹو دس واٹر ان ٹو دا ریور دین دس واٹر ول اسٹاپ فلوئنگ کوئی شیطانی قصہ ہے کوئی معاملات ہے بٹ یہ ہمیں کرنا پڑتا ہے مصر کے لوگوں نے عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ سے یہ عرض کی. سیدنا عمر بن عاص رضی اللہ عنہ did not take this lightly. ظاہر سی بات ہے جو چیز اسلام میں نہیں ہے, that which isn't in Islam and it is anti-Islamic teaching, so he immediately written a letter and mentioned all the happenings in that letter, and he wrote this letter to the second Khalifa in Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu. On the other hand, when he received the letter radiyallahu anhu, he wrote a letter to Umar bin Asr radiyallahu anhu, and he said that of course you are 100% right, this is unacceptable and Islam never allows this to happen, this is so satanic, yeh shaitaniyat hai, this is something which Islam never ever promoted. How could you waste the life of a virgin person, a virgin girl, by adorning her and then throwing her into the river simply because we need the flow of the river? So he said, okay, do me a favor and take the second letter and put that letter into the river and see what happened. Amr bin Asr radiallahu anhu received the letter, and when he opened the letter, it was written as the second Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, had written in his letter that, O River Nile, if you flow on your own, then stop flowing. And if you flow by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, then I make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for you to continue flowing. Allahu Akbar. Amr bin Asr radiallahu anhu said that these were the words in this letter, and then I submitted that letter into the water. The moment the letter was immersed and put into the water, he says it was the same day that that water had rose by 16 yards. 16 yards, dear viewers. And then the custom which was totally un-Islamic was abandoned. Aaj tak kitne sadiyan guzar chuki hai, aaj tak, to date, this problem had never happened. But this is history. This is what in the pre-Islamic era, this is how women were treated. But if you look at the conduct, and you look at the conduct of this Mubarak and blessed champion of the woman's rights, Sayyidina Umar bin Asr radiallahu anhu, who did not take this lightly, rather he taken this serious, and he spoke to the people of Egypt, convinced them that we would totally abandon this, because now Islam has come, and Islam has come with the truth, Islam has come with light to remove people from darkness, to help people and guide people. You are not allowed to waste anyone's life, you are not allowed to take anyone's life. And look at the power of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are the servants of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inki isharon se dunya ki cheeze bhi hukum mangti hai. Even the things of this world follow the orders of the servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Everything is so subservient to them, dear viewers of Madani Channel. That is why the poet says so beautifully,
Chahe to isharon se apni kaya hi palat de duniya ki, Chahe to isharon se apni کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی, یہ شان ہے ان کی غلاموں کی, یہ شان ہے ان کی غلاموں کی, سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا, ہاں سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا, ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. A life and a synopsis before, I would say, in the pre-Islamic era, what was the miserable condition of women? Unko khilone ki tarah istemal kiya jata tha. They were treated like toys. They were tossed. They were pushed from pillar to post. They had no dignity. They had no respect. They were ill-treated, over petty and minor issues. This is what history recalls about the women of the past. For minor issues, their nose, their ears, their lips and tongue used to get cut. Their hair would get cut. Did you know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, some tribes of Arabia was also struck with this virus and with this problem. As in the pre-Islamic era, this was the amount of pressure, this was the amount of zulm and oppression they went through. That if a woman had lost her husband, agar kisi aurat ke shohar ka intiqal ho jaye, then she will have to serve her iddah period, her iddah, the duration in which you would observe, where you would be secluded from people, you wouldn't intermingle with people. The iddah period for a woman who lost her husband in the pre-Islamic era was that she would be sent to the jungle, into a small little hut. There was no provision for food, no provision for water, whatever she can take with her and go to live in that little hut for 1 year. She has to survive this trial. Her eating, her drinking, her sleeping, every single thing will be done in the hut with no one's help. She has to pass that period, and when she passes this 1 year, then the droopings of camel and other animals were placed on her clothing, on her body. And then her body was made to rub on the animals. She has to rub her body on the animal and then walk around the city with the dirty and filthy clothes to show that now her 1 year iddah period has now completed, for she lost her husband. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine this barbaric and totally un-Islamic custom which has shocked humanity? They were used for sports, for entertainment. Sometimes in other countries it has recorded, ye history mein hai, tareekhon mein hai ki, you know, they would keep lions caged up for several days, keeping them hungry, and then a show and a place is then allocated whereas this woman is brought in front of the lion, and people would watch as per entertainment, as it satisfies their eyes to see how the lion would rip open the chest and the stomach of this woman. They would clap hands, celebrate, and see how this lion eats up the slave. This was on the name of entertainment. And now you understand that it does not only stop there, dear viewers. They had no rights in inheritance. If the husband dies, if the brother dies, if the sister dies, if anyone dies in the family, she receives no inheritance. Why? Because she is not recognized. Allahu Akbar. No one would show any mercy to her. They are not allowed to have anything or own anything. They were just used for toys. If any woman had a girl baby, it was used, or it was regarded as a disgrace. Allahu Akbar. They would bury their daughters alive. This is also history. They would not be able to face the disgrace and show their dark faces to public out of embarrassment as to what do I say because I have a daughter. Islam has fought for these rights. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed commandments in the Holy Quran Pak to cover and protect the dignity and the authority and the status of women. Verses were revealed in the Quran, and over 1400 years, this Quran has not been changed. It is the same Quran. Surahs and chapters were revealed to protect their dignity. Allahu Akbar, real lifetime champions Islam had created who saved such babies from being buried. The cousin and family members of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hadrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid, Hadrat Sayyidina Zaid bin Nufail, Sayyidina Zaid bin Amr bin Nufail radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, these people, it has been mentioned, they requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and said, in the pre-Islamic era, Ya Rasulullah sallam, abhi humne Islam qubul nahi kiya tha. In the pre-Islamic era, we had saved 360 babies from being buried. Fathers would take their children mercilessness. Without any mercy in their hearts, they would take them to bury their daughters in the darkness of the night when no one is watching, because the next day they had to face society. Hum logo se kya kahenge ki hamare yahan kya paida hua, kaun paida hua, bachcha hai ki bachchi hai. Out of embarrassment they would do this, but these companions and the and the and and these Mubarak champions of the woman's rights have mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, 360 babies we had saved from being buried. Would we receive the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla for this? Because we did not only save the babies by going and capturing them. No, when we would learn, when we would know that at someone's house there is a baby girl that's born, we would go there and we would take responsibility of the upbringing of that child. بڑھانے کے حوالے نشو نما کے حوالے سے کھانے پینے کے معاملے میں پڑھائی لکھائی کے حوالے سے ایوری تھنگ دے وڈ ٹیک ریسپانسبلٹی فور اینڈ ہی وڈ سے یا رسول اللہ وی وڈ گیو دیٹ فیملی اے 10 منتھ پریگننٹ شی کیمل الانگ ود اے ہی کیمل ٹو 10 منتھ پریگننٹ شی کیمل الانگ ود اے ہی کیمل دس از ٹو ٹیک کیئر آف دیئر نیڈز ایز ویل رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ یس By Allah Azza wa Jalla, you have received the reward for that. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with the faith of Iman, with the faith of Islam. You've done this in the pre-Islamic era. And this good deed has brought you faith and Iman, where Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided you. It is this good action and deed of yours. Ayat and verses in the Quran were revealed to show the faces of those people that used to bury their daughters alive. Who had such hard hearts, dear viewers, that they would not feel any pity and any shame when they would do this. Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla created love in their hearts. Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak about these actions that they have done. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ And when one of them receives the glad tidings of having a daughter, his face turns black. Allahu Akbar. The Quran says his face will turn black when he hears that Allah has blessed him with a daughter. His face will turn black for the day and he remains seething. And furthermore, hiding from the people because of the evil tidings. This is a tiding of evil for him. Why? Because he never expected a baby girl. This man, who feels he is a protector of people's rights, violates his own daughter's rights by killing her and burying her alive. So the Quran says very beautifully, Allahu Akbar, that he is hiding this evil tiding from people. Will he keep her with disgrace or would he bury her beneath the earth? The Quran is asking this question. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ Would he keep her with disgrace and embarrassment? Or would he bury her beneath the ground? أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ Very evil is the judgment they impose. Very evil is the judgment they impose. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at these things that had happened before in the past, dear viewers. But subhanallah, Islam, which is such a beautiful religion, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'sa'a bin Najiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saved over 360 girls from being buried alive in the pre-Islamic era. Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'sa'a bin Najiyah radiyallahu anhu was the companion who said this, that he saved 360 children from being buried alive. And this companion, Sahabi Rasul, had mentioned, he given two she-camels that were 10 months pregnant, along with the he-camel, to the family to take care of their needs. Will he go to Jannah? Rasulullah ﷺ told this companion that Allah has blessed you with the blessings of faith due to the reward and blessing that you have earned for doing this. When the cousins of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat, the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd and Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail radiyallahu anhu would know that a baby girl is to be born in a certain town, Allahu Akbar, such and such person, and he was about to bury her, then they would go to him and take full responsibility of the child. Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd and Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They would take full responsibility of the child and they would save the little bud from being trampled. Allahu Akbar, that could have blossomed. Us bachchi ke jaan bachane ke liye hazir hua karte the. So, dear viewers, sisters' rights, wives thrived. I mean, look at the wives. As I said, they had to serve in the jungles, they had to serve in the forest. That Islam came and firstly brought all the rights and the dignity of the woman. As I mentioned, surahs and chapters were revealed. Look at what it says about the woman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just one verse to prove to you and show to you from the Quran how Allah Azza wa Jalla saves the rights and the dignity of woman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them. He created spouses for you. He created women and men for each another. Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our creator, our sustainer, our provider, created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain rest from them, and kept love and mercy between yourselves, keeping them in the jungles, making lions feast on them, cutting their ears, nose, lips and mouth, not being close to them when they are monthly sick, separating them and keeping them in the jungles for 1 year and allowing the droopings of the animal to be placed on them, not giving them inheritance and shares after the husband dies or after the father dies, totally outcasted and only used as a toy, something for entertainment, for pleasure. This was the condition of the woman. But look at what Allah says. He created spouses for you from yourself, for you to gain rest from them, sukoon and tranquility and peace. And one part he says, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. Allah is showing you the love and respect you're supposed to have for your wife. How you are her garment and how she is your garment. Covering and protecting the dignity and respect of each another. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is so much more that can be said. But just pay attention to these verses. You know, one companion came to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He came with the intention to complain about his wife. Wo is niyat se Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu ki bargah mein aaye the ki apni biwi ke bare mein kuch shikayatein karni thi unhe. To behral apna mamlaat lekar ke pahunche. When he brought those muamalats and problems in the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, dear viewers of Madani Channel, he heard that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu is having a little discussion with his wife, and he heard that the wife of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was raising her voice while she was speaking. Hazrat Sayyidatina Umme Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this companion, after knocking on the door, and he heard some conversations of they were having between them, and he assumed to himself that if they have arguments themselves, then what am I going to do here? He walked away. As he decided to move away and the door was then open, so Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu opened the door and made salam to him. Then he immediately returned and he was asked for the reason of his arrival, and he mentioned, Ya Sayyidi, I came to you to simply complain about my wife, but I think you have the similar problem with your wife as well, and therefore I decided to move. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu then, Allahu Akbar, spoke to him politely. This is the style of the leader of the Muslims. This is how leaders are. Speaking to the Amir of the Muslims, Subhanallah, and so freely, so openly, so comfortably, he came to complain to the king. He came to complain to the master. He came to complain to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. And look at his style and andaz. He first calmed him down and then said to him, okay, see here. My wife saves me from the hellfire. She saves me from committing sins and gunah because she is halal for me, whereas other women are haram for me. So she takes care of my needs. She takes care of my children. She takes care of my property in my absence. For this property which belongs to me is in her care. In my absence and I'm not here, then she takes care of everything. She cooks food for me. She prepares food and feasts and meals for me. She does all of these things by cleaning the house, taking care of the children, preparing food, washing my clothes, taking care of my needs and my desires. All of these things she does for me. If now and again my wife has to say a few words extra by raising her voice, why can't I just listen to what she has to say and not retaliate? Can't I just do that much? And this is what I do. I give her my ears. I allow her to speak and say whatever she desires to speak because I never retaliate with her. Having said this, this companion kehne lage, ya sayyidi, maine is bare mein kabhi nahi socha. Mere saath bhi yahi hota hai. For me too, the same thing happens, but I had never made amal and practiced upon what you do. And then he made niyyah and intention to copy and paste the lifestyle of Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the style of the companions of the Holy Rasul. These are the champions of the rights of women who have taught us. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmizi Sharif hadith and various other ahadith have mentioned that if you want to discipline your wife for some reason, there is some argument happening, you are not allowed to slap her on the face. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned a man is not allowed to slap a woman on her face. He is not allowed to disgrace her and embarrass her. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in various other ahadith, the rights of a man, and the best man is he, a best husband is he who if he eats, he feeds his wife. When he dresses with elegant and nice clothes, he dresses his wife too. This is her right that you have over her. This is what's your haq, and this is what you have to fulfill. Whenever you eat, you have to feed her the best of meals as well, the best of clothing as well. Keep her comfortable as possible. In one hadith, the Holy Rasul has mentioned she is like a glass. If they shatter and break, you would never repair them again. It's difficult. Unfortunately, talaq, divorce, fights, arguments happens in every home. But how many of us have learned the madani remedy to remove shaitan and the devil away from the home? Men also get irritated. Temper increases, arguments and fights and quarrels and over pretty nitty-gritty issues, the mamla and the situation escalates all the way to divorce and separation, irrespective of being married for 30 years and 40 years. Irrespective of having children, people have these problems. Huzur-e Pak came with the haq, with the rights, that these are the rights and the status of woman. Whether this woman is a daughter, whether this girl is going to be a mother one day, whether this girl is going to be a wife one day, be a nani or dadi one day, whatever role this little girl plays in her life when she grows up, she is going to be a mother one day. She is going to be someone's sister. If she is someone's sister, she's going to be someone's wife. She has rights. So when she is a sister, she has rights, and the brothers have rights for their sisters. And they need to learn how to take care of their sisters. When she's married, a husband has rights, and he needs to know how to take care of his wife. When she's a sister, Huzur-e Pak given so much of tarbiyah to his sahaba, that they were companions who got married to women who were elderly than them, much more elder in age. And when it was asked, why did you marry a woman who is double your age? It was said, because I have 9 sisters. And how to braid their hair, how to take care of them, I'm sure she would have more experience. Because if I had married a girl my age, she would have not had the opportunity and experience of taking care of girls. I have so many sisters. I need someone who's got experience who can take care of them, because he's concerned about their lives. Never just abandon them and throw them aside. They will sacrifice their own pleasure. They will sacrifice their own happiness and get married to women who would be able to take care of their sisters. This is to protect the dignity and the respect of their sisters. Today, where are the brothers gone? Where are those champion brothers gone? Today, brothers have become millionaires and let their sisters be on the streets. Today, brothers have become billionaires and allowed their sisters to be begging for help. There are sisters out there who need help. There are sisters out there who feel shame to ask. There are sisters out there who can't make it in life because their husbands don't have good jobs. There are husbands out there who perhaps may have helped their sisters, but after helping, we boast about it. We talk to them about it. We remind them. We hurt their feelings. Allah ka khauf rakhein. Aur zara dil mein soche ek lamhe ke liye. This is the Islam Allah Azza wa Jalla had sent through his beloved Habib for our guidance. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm asking the viewers out there, where are those children who swear their parents, who taunt their parents, who shout at them, who fight with them, who hurt their feelings day and night? Look at the kirdar, look at the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran says, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azeem." Allahu Akbar, praising the sublime and amazing characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran praises his akhlaqi mubarakah. Hi. You have sisters to worry about? The Holy Rasulullah set these examples as well by giving respect to Hazrat Sayyidina Shayma radiyallahu anha. He gifted her camels and goats and slaves. He would cry and speak to her whenever he would speak to her. With tears in his eyes, he would say to his sister, "If you have any demand, ask me," and your brother would fulfill that. And this is also his monk sister. Not even his real sister, dear viewers. He showered rain of blessings upon his sister, given her this option. "My sister, if you desire to stay with us, you can live with us. I have no problem with that. It's up to you." He met her at different occasions and bestowed gifts and gifts upon her. He would go out of his way for his sister. We have sisters, we have siblings, we have rights. And this is very important for every Ashiqi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to know this much about the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm saying at least the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have to have Islamic knowledge, and we should know, we must know the blessed seerah and biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm talking about with regards to his Mubarak family, the name of his Azwaj Mutahharat, the name of his Mubarak children, and how many children did he have from which wife. All these are so important information that bachche ko pata hona chahiye. Our children should acknowledge and learn these things. When you make them sleep at night, instead of giving them stories related to, you know, fake stories, tales, tell them history. Teach them the seerah of the Sahaba, of the awliya, and these things will always, for the rest of their lives, be within them. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, "The best among you is he who is kind and good towards his family. And the best among you all is me, for I am the best towards my family." The Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set examples. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam created enthusiasm. He created reasons. He given logical reasons as to why you should love her. There are arguments because you live with each another, you stay with each another. There are rights because you stay and live under one roof with your wife. So she will have rights and so will you have rights too. But together with that, Rasulullah ﷺ then mentioned that you cannot hate her all the time. If you hate her because of the qualities that she possesses, the Holy Rasul says, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there should be one thing good about her. There should be one good quality that you even like about her. So if you hate her, then don't hate her totally. Rather, you should think about the qualities which you even appreciate about her and cause yourself to be closer to her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought back that lost dignity and woman, dignity of woman, dear viewers. Aaj, today, in this century, the rights of women are spoken about. Drums are beaten. It seems as if their rights were never given to them. But I, with full authority, mention the rights which Islam has given to women. Aaj tak wo hukuk kisi ne nahi diya. This type of rights can only be given by Islam, because where were the rights when these women were thrown into the drainages? Where were the rights of the woman when these women were being slaughtered and being thrown from pillar to post? How many women lost their children in this way? How many children were buried in this way? Where were the rights? Where were the champions who are becoming champions in this day and age? So they were the Sahaba. They were the companions of our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is history. This is facts and reality. It is not from anyone's pocket. It is factual information which can be found in the libraries. You can go and research and find out what zulm o sitam and oppression were put onto women. and how Islam came and gave them their rights. If a husband dies, she will get her rights. She is not going to go in the jungle for 1 year and put the droopings of animals on her. Islam set the period of 4 months for her. Her iddat is 4 months and 10 days when she loses her husband. A time has been fixed. If you're upset with her, you're not going to beat her on the face. Huzuri Prophet Islam said, you can separate from her in one house. Go in one room, allow her to sleep in another room. Because when you're going to be away from her for a little while, perhaps the love and respect will come back. Separate for that moment. Don't fight, don't argue, don't swear, don't shout, don't scream. Don't bring the roof to the bottom. Huzuri Pak gave the solution. Do this. Try this. Sahaba Ikram tried it, as I mentioned to you, that he said, she does all my household work for me. She does everything for me. If she goes over a board, she goes a little extra in her talking, in her action, in her ways. I just listen to what she has to say. I have a very beautiful life. Saying this, he motivated the next companion to do this. There are people, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, who go this extra mile. And it's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly adhere and respect these beautiful sayings that have been mentioned. Allahu Akbar. So I leave you with this hadith of Rasulullah SAW in 1 minute, inshallah, and we go. Look at the virtues that the Holy Rasul put forward. He says in a hadith, which is in Sunan Abu Dawood, the one who has a daughter and he does not bury her alive. Look at the promise of the Holy Rasul. He has a daughter, nor does he bury her alive, and nor does he consider her to be disgraceful. Because it's a daughter, nor prefer his son to her. Beta bhi hai, beti bhi hai, lekin he does not prefer his son to the daughter. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make that person enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allah will make him enter into paradise. Because this is what he has done. In another hadith, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned the one who brings up 3 daughters or sisters in a way that he teaches them manners. And he treats them with kindness until Allah Azza wa Jalla makes them independent. That is to say, until they get married and they settle in life. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla makes Jannah, paradise, wajib and necessary upon that person. He raised them, he grew them, he given them everything until they became independent, until they were married. Now, in place of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him Jannah. A companion asks, Ya Rasulullah SAW, if someone brings up 2 girls, if someone never have 3 daughters, he only has 2 daughters, and then what? Huzuri Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, even if he has 2 daughters, Allah Azza wa Jalla is most merciful. Allahu Akbar, he is most kind and loving. The commentator, the narrator of the hadith says, if someone had asked about 1 daughter, then to the Holy Rasul was going to say, Allah Azza wa Jalla is most merciful, and yes to that as well. So how fortunate are those who have daughters. So those who used to do this in the pre-Islamic era, to motivate them not to do this, Huzuri Pak Sallam has promised Jannah for them. This is the rights, and this is the way to stand for rights. To put them in hijab and to put them in burqa, and to save them from being eyed and seen in that way as people do. Fornication is committed. This is also to safeguard their respect and dignity. Subhanallah, in various ways, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to practice upon these mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we be honored to have children. May we be blessed with this tawfiq to love them, respect them, grow them, treat them well. And if we have ever ill-treated them, I'm talking about sisters, brothers, chahe jo bhi ho, neighbor kyun na ho, koi bhi musalman bhai behen ho, hum kisi ko takleef na de, sab ke saath achhe suluk se pesh aaye. This is the teachings of Islam, and this is the peygham of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Having said these words, dear viewers, and we say shukran to all those who joined us, who was with us from the beginning of this program till the end of this program. We honestly, honestly appreciate all your efforts, and we hope that tomorrow you will be joining us again, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. We recite abundance of durood upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله الله الله
start your day with remembrance.